Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Tuesday, back to work and school after the Labor Day break. Election Day just 9 weeks away. The Senate back from vacation, and Capitol Hill and Fox's Jared Halpern, where the summer break does come to an end for senators. It'll likely be a somewhat abbreviated session before the midterms. Do they have much on the agenda?
Well, that remains to be seen, Rich. There's really only one thing that Congress is going to have to do before they break for November, and that's keep the government open beyond this month. Obviously, avoiding a government shutdown September 30 at the end of the fiscal year is going to be a top priority. The expectation, at least from my view, would be some sort of short-term spending bill, kind of just move this process along, probably until after the election, probably do it again until early January when the new Congress comes in, let them deal with it. But there are some other questions about what that government funding may entail. For instance, is President Biden going to request additional funding for Ukraine for that release? Is there going to need to be more funding? He's already asked for COVID, particularly as this new booster shot is released and becomes more widely available. And then there are some social issues, too, that you wonder if Democrats in the Senate are going to move forward with. Recall before the recess, the House passed legislation that essentially codifies some of the Supreme Court protections as it relates to same-sex marriage, as it relates to abortion. On the abortion side, that certainly doesn't have 60 votes in the Senate, but there are questions about whether or not something that would codify same-sex marriage protections in the law would have the 60 votes it needs in the Senate. That process remains ongoing. My guess is if there is a vote called, we'll have our answer on whether or not they have the votes for it, Rich.
Members of the House are off for another week. Both the House and Senate scheduled to leave town by the end of September, but it's always possible the Senate could stick around into October. It'll be a story we'll follow for you very closely over the coming days and weeks ahead from Capitol Hill. Fox's Jared Halpern will be along for the ride every day here on Jacksonville's Morning News as we update weather and traffic every 6 minutes.